Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd need to do a better job supervising all of the orchestration within our multiple personnel groups. So to win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
Mike McDaniel explaining what happened to a point in the Dolphins' loss to the Patriots. They're trailing 33-27. They think they get an Achane touchdown. Mm-hmm. He steps out of bounds, a lengthy review for that, mm-hmm. and then they get a delay of game twice, right? Two delay of games to drop back 5 yards, two procedural penalties to go from first and 10 to second and 20, and things go south. Like, they're not set. They're getting out of the huddle late. Procedural stuff, the stuff that can make it tougher for an offense to operate. So that's why they, in part, they're 0-2, and they lost to New England because of the end of the game.
The kind of stuff that, different quarterback, but the kind of stuff that lost them that playoff game here a couple years ago. Remember at the end of that game, they could not get a playoff. It was like, was it three delay a game or false starts on the final drive of that game?
That I don't remember, but I'll take your word for it.
The final sequence, like they have the ball with a chance still, and they could not get a play in. Like, I'll have to find exactly how many it was, but I think it was three.
This is the one the Bills win 34-31?
Yep. Miami's got the ball at the end, and they can't get a play in. And they have a backup quarterback in, and the crowd's going crazy, right? Yeah, it's a playoff game, but
Skylar Thompson
is in.
Yeah.
It's a complicated offense, but that's part of the consequence.
So Miami in that game has a first and 10 on the Bills, their own 14.
Yep.
So they got to go a long way to get a field goal to tie it.
Right.
And incomplete, timeout, I'm looking for penalties. Yeah, 5-yard penalty, incomplete, 4-yard penalty. So two penalties on that. One delay game. And
did they use a timeout also?
One false start. They did use a timeout. Yeah.
So maybe they lost the timeout because the clock was in their face too. It was tough. It was a tough scene at the end for them.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The game ends at Miami's 44. It's a 4th and 5,
mm-hmm.
2:29 to go. And Skylar Thompson incomplete for Mike Gesicki. Mm. Kyir Elam in coverage.
Yeah, he had a good game.
He got hurt.
He got a big interception in that game, maybe when the Bills were trailing. There's a big Kyir Elam interception in that game, like in Miami territory. I forget the exact details what the score were, but I remember being a momentum changer.
It was,
what was the
in
score?
That game, it's, oh, Dean Marlowe had a pick in that game.
He did. I remember that. Yeah.
And then the interception for, here we go. Yeah. It's 24-20. Miami is leading.
With the ball. How about that?
And Elam intercepts a pass intended for Trent Sherfield.
Yikes.
Right. Anyway. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. Game tomorrow at the stadium. It'll be beautiful once again.
Dude, don't Bills fans love what Miami's become so much? Especially because of all them getting close to the Bills for a couple of years and 70 points and like number one in power rankings.
Well, if your life is talking trash with other fans, it's been ideal because they've had a little bit of a taste of maybe they can do it. And then every time it's like, no, you can't.
Right.
So it's the perfect trash-talking relationship for a Bills fan with a Dolphins fan, I would think.
And this should be the end of it. Because Dolphins fans aren't talking trash to a Bills fan going into tomorrow.
No,
they're busy flying banners over their stadium and planes that say fire the head coach.
Sure. I would imagine as someone who has, you know, been in this spot following multiple teams that I like, sometimes you want to lose so you can change. Mm-hmm. I don't like what's happening. I want to change, and the way to bring about change is to lose. I've done that with, of course, the Sabres. I did it with Syracuse football. I've done it with the Bills, probably, where like, yeah, I'd like the coach gone. So, you know, I think this plan is not working. I don't want false hope. I want to get on a plan that will work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Miami fan, you might get to that spot. Wouldn't be crazy at all. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Miami in the spotlight too against the Bills.
Yeah, if they're getting hammered tomorrow. All social media, everything the next day, Friday morning with sports television and radio, just everything's going to be, yeah, this is over and they need to blow it up.
Yep.
And maybe go to a different quarterback at the end of the season if they're going to be in a draft position to do it. I wonder if they can be that bad. Like, they look terrible. And New England doesn't even look great, and they lost to them at home. So Tua is still the quarterback. That might make you think, like, okay, well, that's at least going to be a 6-7 win team, right? Like, at their worst. But maybe not. Maybe they could be, like, a 3-win team.
Mm.
And if they're that, they'll be in position in what I think is supposed to be a really good quarterback class to just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it quickly, you know, like get a new coach, get a new GM, get a new quarterback in 1 year. I don't think that's out of the question.
No, I don't either.
Doesn't mean it has to work. New England's going through that right now and they haven't started the year great. But man, that's if I were in Miami, that's exactly what I would want. And I would feel like that's within my grasp. I just got to have a 3-4 win season.
Extra Point Show today at 10 o'clock. Programming note, Sean McDermott, because again, like the entire week is moved with Thursday Night Football. And the Bills on Thursday night. So Sean McDermott is scheduled to join the Extra Point Show right about 10 a.m. this morning. You can kind of get the update if anybody has been ruled out or how the game's, you know, how the injury report looks. Sean McDermott about 10 a.m. with Sal. 803-0550 if you want to pop in with us. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. So the game tomorrow, Bills, if they win, 3-0, and I wonder where the odds move to. Baltimore has a big one next week with Kansas City. Baltimore also plays
Detroit this week,
Detroit
right?
This,
Monday Night Football.
This week.
They could lose that game.
They could. That game is the Ravens and Lions. That's in Baltimore. But Monday Night Football, we will be invested. If the Ravens lose to the Lions, which is very possible, they then play, by the way, the Chiefs, Texans, Rams. And Baltimore has
Chiefs,
a
Texans,
gauntlet
Rams.
Here. Yeah. I, even though the Texans are 0-2, I feel like that's not a pushover team. And right now, the Bills on FanDuel for the one seed are minus money. It's minus 105. But basically, it's an even bet for the Bills to be the one seed.
Yeah.
And it is week two.
Right. It happening this early is nuts.
Everything has fallen so well so far. Things could go bad. If you want to be nervous about the one seed, go for it. I don't think you should be nervous about the Dolphin game. But the one seed, a lot can still happen. But the Bills are minus 105. The Ravens are plus 350. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers are plus 600. Where do I go next? The Chiefs are plus 1,400.
Wow.
And if you want the AFC South, the Colts.
The Colts.
Plus 2,000.
Yeah, because no way. The Bills are
even money to be the number one seed 2 weeks in. In the NFC, it's the Packers that are the favorite, and the Eagles are right there,
what
too.
What are the Packers? Is the
plus 250.
That's a big difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Even money 2 weeks in.
It's basically the Bills or the field.
It's going to create...
And the field is two... The field really feels like it's two teams.
It's two teams. I want to include the Chargers because they are also 2-0.
Well, that's the team I'm including.
Okay, not including the Ravens. You should include the Ravens.
The two teams, the field is two teams. Yeah. The Bills, and then I've got a two-team field that I'm really thinking about.
Chargers-Ravens?
Chargers-Ravens, yeah.
That's fair. And, man, like...
Chiefs just have too much ground to make up already, and their schedule is tough, and I don't see it.
If the Bills get even more comfortable in this spot... It's going to change the way we talk about the season, these games, depending on how big their lead is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen it where the Chiefs had a game, two games left in the season, were able to rest their starters.
Yeah.
Baltimore able to do that. Hey,
With a month, wasn't it even in the Christmas game before that last year where the Chiefs had like a 2-3 game lead?
They did. They clinched the one seed on Christmas.
Right.
Because that's a Wednesday game.
And they were in great shape even weeks before that.
So they were the rest starters. They got the Sunday off, then rested, then had the bye. Mahomes didn't play for weeks. 24 days or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So it's not only going to change that, though. We know we live in Super Bowl or bust. Like, that's pretty much how it goes. Like, you got to make that game or else it's a disappointment. And to be lined up for the one seed 2 weeks in, if you think it's getting ahead of everybody, getting ahead of ourselves, that's fine. I think that's fair. 1 week at a time. You want the Bills to kind of look at things 1 week at a time. But once we get to week 11, week 12, if they are, you know, minus 300, minus 500 because they've got a lead,
mm-hmm.
it then becomes, all right, well, I mean, come on. What do you do? You'd wonder if this would lead Bean to be more aggressive at the deadline. You know, he's previously said, you're never one player away.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is something that, as a GM, you want to say. Because if you said you were one player away, I would say to you, go get that player. You know, you don't really know. But will they do the thing where we get to a deadline and he says, I got home field. I am so ready here. I'll trade my second round.
Your third round pick again?
Your second?
Your,
who knows who could become available? Who knows what they will need in a month? But you could get to what is the finishing piece. You might think everything's already perfect, but you might think, look who just became available.
Mm-hmm.
So something to think about. 803-0550. Jimmy, we'll get to your call on the other side. Hang with us. You can join us as well at 803-0550. It's kind of like Football Wednesday. Sean McDermott coming up at 10 o'clock with Sal on the Extra Point Show and Bills Dolphins tomorrow. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.